Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
So I'm not jumping off the bandwagon by any stretch of the imagination, but their performance last night was listless. It didn't reflect who they are as a team and what they've been as a team. And when Zibanejad and Kreider are -2 and Panarin's again a -2, that just tells you all you need to know that your stars, which have showed up all year long, last night had another off game. And this is 2 in a row for Panarin. He had one shot and it came in the first period and it came from the corner. And that was it. And I don't know whatever Rod Brendamore, the coach of the Canes, has done to take him out of, his offensive comfort zone. That deserves a major kudos from the Canes standpoint. And the Ranger power play has been atrocious the last two games. They have figured something out, and they have put a lot of pressure on Adam Fox, and they can't keep the puck in the zone. So what went from being a real advantage and a strength has now turned into, in the last two games alone, basically kind of like the puff piece. Like they're not even getting pucks to the net. So I'm not saying that they're going to lose this series. I don't believe that. I believe that they'll show up and they'll show us the resilience that they've shown us all year. But they're going to have to fight back. Somebody is going to have to step up and say enough is enough. And it's usually a guy like Kreider that does that in this situation. And we'll see if he's the guy that can ignite this team somehow.
This guy covers the team closely. He does a very good job. That's Connor Hughes of SNY. And in his Jets mailbag, he was asked, do you get the sense that the team is uneasy about Nathaniel Hackett as much as the fan base is? And in that answer, Connor Hughes said, the Jets made legitimate attempts this offseason to hire someone who would essentially replace Hackett, not as a new offensive coordinator, but a title above who would run the show. Now, that to me is fascinating for a couple of reasons. One, Aaron Rodgers obviously had committed to the Jets. He's going to be the Jets starting quarterback if all things go well with him health-wise, as we expect. And Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett are close, and I couldn't imagine Aaron Rodgers at this stage of his career, as outspoken as he is, how much that he is involved in everything, would have been happy about that. And then also on top of it, I mean, to the dynamics of how that would work, let's just for a second take Aaron Rodgers out of the conversation, which complicates it even more. But you bring in an offensive coordinator who loses his star quarterback in week one, four plays in, gets a couple of guys playing quarterback, including Zach Wilson, who don't get the job done at all. And then in that offseason, they hire someone above him, but then have him still remain as the offensive coordinator. That's one of the messiest situations I could ever imagine.
I'm kind of glad that didn't happen. I don't like the idea or the sound of that. I don't know why I wouldn't believe Connor Hughes. I mean, I do believe him. I think that there was something to that, but you never know about a coach until you start coaching with them and you're around them and you see how they react during the game when it comes time to call plays, create opportunities for players to be successful. And, unfortunately for Nathaniel Hackett, it didn't go well in Denver. And I think Denver hired him thinking that they were going to be able to get Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron decided to stay in Green Bay one more year with his buddies. And then when Nathaniel got fired and the Jets ended up hiring him, it was all to lure Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. Now, Aaron's still here, and Aaron's going to be able to hopefully camouflage whatever shortcomings Nathaniel has. I'm not internally, I don't know what exactly is going on over there, But there obviously was some frustration with the offense, and there has been frustration with the offense for about 5 years now.
Oh, sure, of course. But, I mean, with this new regime, I don't even know how you really evaluate Nathaniel Hackett after the Zach Wilson show was in town once again. I mean, it's just a very, very difficult thing to do if you believe that Zach couldn't play, like I believed he couldn't play. I don't know how much you're putting at the feet of Nathaniel Hackett, but what I want to know is, was Aaron Rodgers privy to these conversations about bringing somebody else in? Because we saw in that first offseason prior to the beginning of the season that Aaron Rodgers brought in a bunch of his friends. And all the jokes were made because there was a lot of truth to it that Aaron Rodgers was the assistant GM or the GM to Joe Douglas. Yeah. And I mean, so I would assume that that wasn't as prevalent this past offseason after the injury and another miserable year for them. But in a situation like this, don't you think that they would have talked to Aaron Rodgers about this?
I would think so. But I would also think that whoever they were talking to or tried to lure here, if in fact this report is true, I would think that they would have a relationship with Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't know who that person would be. I really don't. I have no idea.
Now, Todd Downing is still there?
I believe so, yeah.
Now, he obviously was a former offensive coordinator for the Titans and is the passing game coordinator.
Calabrese left.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
Who was an East Islip guy and then someone that we know. He is no longer there. But, yeah, it's interesting. Now, and the way that Connor Hughes puts this in this answer is basically that the Jets' only concern that they have on offense is Nate Hackett.
Oof.
Like that, like so, I mean, he goes, let's see. This is as well-rounded, deep of a team as I can remember covering. But then there's Hackett. If there's one major concern heading into the Jets season, it's him. Hackett.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
The Knicks are a favorite in this game. However, they are an underdog to win the series now after this has been tied up.
You know, that's strange. So if they're favored to win tonight, you would think that they would be favored to win a game 7 in their building, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But that's the way that it is. They're plus 108, meaning that it's, you know, plus money for them to win the series where the Pacers are minus 132. But the Knicks are a 2.5-point favorite tonight in the game. So interesting how that works. And it's really all about the health and what you're getting out of these guys. We know we're not going to get Ananobi. Mike Breen was on some show yesterday. It might have been Dan Patrick or somebody. I don't know. Rich Eisen or something. And he said that it's just not looking good for OG Ananobi anytime soon. So that's not encouraging. We don't know what type of Isaiah Hartenstein we're going to get. Hopefully a close to 100%, and that shoulder isn't an issue. I know that x-rays are negative. Well, x-rays on Aaron Rodgers' Achilles were negative as well until they did an MRI and saw that it was snapped in half. So you never really know about the x-ray situation. And obviously Jalen Brunson and his foot and ankle. So if those guys can be as close to 100% and do what they've done the entire year, the ones that are at least playing, because we know we're not going to see Ananobi, and DiVincenzo can hit a bunch of threes, and Josh Hart is not going to come up short on every one of his shots, and the rebounding is back, and they're not going to dominate the glass, the Pacers, then the Knicks will win. I mean, we know what the formula is for them to win these games. We know now. But I just don't know if they're physically capable of doing it, and they need to prove that to us again tonight.
The Giants unveiled plans to celebrate 100 years as a franchise coming up. Other teams that have also reached 100 years, Cardinals, Bears, and Packers. So going to have a lot of centennial Giants-themed stuff this year over at MetLife, which will be
and hopefully their season will reflect it. I was thinking back on the schedule announcement already. You have the Chiefs opening with the Ravens, and then in week 2, they open with the Bengals, and that will be on CBS, or they'll play the Bengals. And that's a rematch of the last 2 AFC championship games that they have to open the season. Not easy.
No, it is not. So They'll do stuff. They're going to have the Giants' top 100 players. That's going to be
number one.
They're going to do that, voted on an independent panel.
Number one is a huge Trump fan now.
Who's? What are you talking about?
That's got to be Lawrence Taylor, right?
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
He was down in Wildwood with the president.
Was he?
Yeah, got up behind the mic and got everybody all fired up.
I didn't see that.
You know who embraced it than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. Black people walking around with my mugshot. You know they do shirts.
Good job, Eddie.
All right.
Nice.
The black population.
incredible. He's got to be number one, right?
Well,
you would think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I would
what
think
about
so.
Eli? Two rings.
Yeah, I know. Well, Eli
so
would be in the top.
LT also.
Yeah, LT had two rings.
Yeah, LT was the best at his position
Phil
ever.
And Eli and LT, whoever they've retired, Frank Gifford. It's ever in their ring of honor.
It's got to be LT. Let's see. Bob Papa's going to do a 10-part podcast.
Think about the Bengals. When they hit their 100th year anniversary, they're going to celebrate it 100 years later.
Yeah, on August 1st, the team will visit the site of the Polo Grounds, where the Giants first played their first game on the 100th anniversary of the day. There's going to be a 100th season theme at Yankee Stadium on August 4th to commemorate the 18 years the Giants played at Yankee Stadium, and Eli Manning will be an Eli Manning bobblehead day. The Giants Foundation will pledge $1 million in donations to 10 grants of $100,000 to longtime charitable partners. 100th season merchandise, of course. Helmets, hats, T-shirts, everything. So, yeah, there you go.
You think they'll have a special helmet?
For 100 years? Yeah, it'll be leather.
They'll probably have a decal, I would think.
It's a patch.
A patch on their jersey, yeah. And a decal on the helmet, maybe?
100 years.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No, they have to put up all the things on the back of the helmet to tell us, you know, all the social changes that they would like. They to put that up there.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.